You can call him at 866-444-DIRT. And here he is, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. It's time to talk a little bit more gardening. We've had for a day right before Christmas. It's been pretty good. Really appreciate you taking the time to call in. I've had time to catch up on a few things. I got a little bit more in Howard's garden to do. I just found out that I didn't get the mystery photo to Yoga Mike soon enough, and he's out of pocket, so we're not going to have a new photograph today, maybe. And we're going to do a show next week. We're going to be doing a show on Christmas Eve. Maybe we'll have more than one opportunity to win one of our online courses. If you want to just go on in there and check how it works, you can go to dirtdoctor.com and see how it works. It does cost. It's not extremely expensive for people who want their employees, if they're in the landscape or nursery business or just want to know more about this natural organic program, you can sign up. If you sign up multiple people, there are some discounts available. If you sign up and are a nonprofit, there's some discounts available. So check it all out right there on dirtdoctor.com. We cover soil health, bed preparation, planting techniques, two complete chapters on trees, two complete chapters on pests, insects, diseases, and all that. We have a freestanding chapter on weed control. We have one on compost making and mulch. It just, in other words, covers the whole gamut. And it might be a good holiday gift for yourself or for somebody else. But if you're a nonprofit or want to sign up multiple people in a business or something, and we've had some folks do that, you can call and find out how all that works. Telephone number is, when we're not doing the show, is the way to do that, is 866-444-3478. And it's also, you can just send an email to us, info@dirtdoctor.com. We do have a special deal going on right now on my books. I've got a bunch of them. I've got 15, but some of them that are about specific things are the ones we're talking about the most. And if you donate $50 or buy $50 worth of books, that money is to benefit Texas Organic Research Center, our nonprofit. You get some goodies. The $50, you get membership in the Organic Club of America. $75 or over, you get the membership, the new organic program that I've revised, and seeds from my garden and Bob Webster's garden in San Antonio, and maybe some other things in there too. It's all covered for you right there on dirtdoctor.com. The other thing I wanted to tell you is it dawned on me that a lot of people still don't know about some of my books. You know, we don't hawk them all the time, and one of the ones that's the really well-kept secret is the Herb book, Herbs for Texas. And so we did a newsletter on it. It was the last newsletter that went out. And I covered a photograph of Odina Branham, who was my teacher and mentor, and I dedicated the book to her. She's no longer alive. She lived to be almost 100. Maybe did make it to 100. But anyway, she was really a big influence on the book, and it taught me a lot about herbs. I had the same misconception that herbs were for making sachets and, you know, little funny dishes and things in the kitchen, and that's all it was about. But the subject of herbs, and yes, that is how I pronounce it, and we talk about it, and in fact, I put it in the newsletter, my position on the pronunciation of the word. But Odina and I talked about the fact that we wanted to have a book that would cover all of the plants that we call herbs, and by the way, she was the one that taught me that, that have a use other than just looking pretty. In other words, any plant is a herb that has a use. It doesn't have to be culinary or medicinal, although we cover all that in the book. We cover the culinary uses of all the plants in the book, and it's a big book, and we cover the medicinal uses of all the plants and all the different parts of the plants, along with descriptions about how the plant grows, how it should be planted, how to maintain it, how to harvest it, to use it, and all that kind of stuff. And we cover edible landscaping. We cover edible weeds. We've got fruit trees in there. A fruit tree basically is a herb. You know, it's got another use other than looking pretty. So we have all that in the book that we call Herbs for Texas. Bad name, because it's certainly good for you if you're in Chicago or Maine or California or Florida, wherever you are. You just have to adjust the timing. A lot of these herbs are universal and very tough and will grow easily. And if that's not the case, we talk about it in the book about where they should grow and what you should do to protect them and that whole thing. Well, it has been a great success already. We had all kinds of orders for the thing that we didn't even really expect. We just wanted to cover it and say, hey, if you know, this is one of the books that you can get and help Torek and get some of these side benefits that we have provided. And it has gone so well, we decided to do the bug book same way. That'll be the next one going out, the Texas bug book. Same thing there. It's good for anybody coast to coast, border to border. The third one, I'm probably going to do a third one. I'm probably going to do one on the big book, the Texas Gardening the Natural Way, and we'll probably do one on the tree book, since it's about specifics. The big book, the Texas Gardening the Natural Way, is the most comprehensive of all my books, and it's so big that if you don't like it, it makes a great doorstop. So take a look at all that stuff. Other thing I need to tell you before we go back to the phone lines, and there's one open line for you at 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. Some of you know, a lot of you know, that I had a little knee issue not too long ago. I had a torn knee, got to hurting so bad that I started wearing a brace for a while, and that helped some. It just kept getting worse and getting worse. Well, we got together along about the same time with the Young Vitality people, who are in the business of regenerative medicine using stem cell therapy. I had the treatment done. I had the injections in both knees. The way they explain it is, if you've got a tear on one knee or one leg or one shoulder or the other, you're probably going to have something similar happen in the future, because there's some reason that it happened. But anyway, these stem cells that this company uses are quite different than you may be hearing out there, because there's a lot of people advertising stem cells. Most of it is using your own fat, the stem cells from your own fat. And there are some limitations there. You're using stem cells that are old as you are, and maybe contaminated, probably contaminated. Placenta, same kind of an issue. The stem cells from newborn healthy babies have been being collected for a long time and are part of this program that we're involved in. A lot of people, never heard of this stuff before, but it's been collected from hospitals now for a long time. And these stem cells are the most powerful, the most concentrated, are able to be documented, counted, and work. My knee is completely healed, and I recommend, if you've got some injuries, some pain, something going on, give it a shot. Free consultation by calling 800-705-6006. 800-705-6006. It's a free consultation. They'll tell you how it works, what it costs, the whole deal. If you want to do it, great. If you don't, that's your call, too. Let's get back to the phones. And that number again is 866-444-3478. Ken's been holding a long time. Sorry about that, Ken. Arlington, Texas. What's up?
Oh, not much. And you?
Well, I'm kind of ready for the warm weather to come back. I've gotten really spoiled about these nice warm winters, you know, and this weather that's like it's supposed to be is kind of irritating.
Boy, is it ever. got a quick question or two.
Sure.
I've got one there on roses.
Okay.
On trimming them back, I planted a rose out in the front for my daughter. She had it in a pot for quite some time. So I went ahead and put it in there before it died. That had been probably a month and a half ago. Should I wait till next year to cut that back for winter?
No, you can cut it back any time. It's more of a personal preference, what you want it to look like, than a horticultural thing. Ken, I'm sorry. My timing is terrible. Can you hang on with me?
Oh, yeah, I'll try, sir.
I'll talk to you off the air. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. I'll be right back.
Ladybug Natural manufactures extremely high-quality compost, granular and liquid organic fertilizers, mulches, soil amendments, and the nutrient-rich Magic Sand. All Ladybug products start with the finest all-natural raw materials and have dependable consistency. Ask for Ladybug at garden centers, farm stores, hardware stores, Whole Foods, and other quality retailers. To find a store and for more information, visit ladybugbrand.com.
What if you could be younger and stronger for longer? Many experts agree that regenerative medicine and stem cell therapy is the future of medicine and even your personal health and longevity. So if you or someone you know is suffering from chronic pain or dealing with other health challenges, then stem cell therapy just may be the solution. It's simple, safe, natural, effective, and affordable. So before you operate, before you medicate, now you can regenerate.
I shattered my elbow, was experiencing chronic pain. Nothing seemed to help. I said yes to stem cell therapy, and now I'm pain-free. Range of motion improved, and I'm able to do things I never could have imagined. I have my life back.
To see how stem cell therapy can benefit you, call now for a complimentary consultation, a $200 value. Call 800-705-6006. That's 800-705-6006.
Recovery Nutrition is not only about food, but also about proper hydration. High-quality water is mineral-dense and not processed for the greatest amount of nutrient absorption and a more speedy recovery. Crazy Water naturally contains over 11 minerals and electrolytes. Nothing is added. Crazy Water is so good, it's crazy. Get some today at Whole Foods, Central Market, HEB, Kroger, Brookshire's, Albertsons, and other crazy good stores. Go to drinkcrazywater.com to find a store in your area.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Do your probiotics have baggage? They should. You see, if your probiotics do not include prebiotics as well as postbiotics, then you're missing out on a lot of healthy benefits. Most probiotic products do not contain prebiotics, their food, or postbiotics, the organic matter that promotes the long-term colonization of the good versus bad bacteria in your body. But Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics does. Select live probiotic bacteria are blended with fruits, vegetables, seaweed, and herbs, and allowed to grow over 3 years to assure superior digestive and immune support. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics then combines this rich culture medium, prebiotics, and the resulting nutrients from this fermentation process, postbiotics, providing you with a superior probiotic supplement. No other probiotic can offer your body this support. So switch to the best premium probiotic on your retailer shelf today. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, available at fine health food stores. Don't accept a substitute.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer, or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. I talked to Ken off the air about his roses and his question about timing on pruning roses. Probably be good for everybody to hear. If you've got a big old overgrown rose, you can prune it anytime you want to. I do it that myself. And, of course, pruning out the dead is a good thing to do if you're trying to prune to get back to a kind of a normal maintenance program. Pruning about half of the rows off would be appropriate. You can do it now. All the rose experts recommend doing it a little bit later in the growing season, or later in the winter, rather, in February, middle of February or something. But if you've got the rose that's in the way and you need to do the work, it's not going to hurt it to go ahead and do some pruning and then go ahead and treat the soil with the organic amendments and cover with a shredded native tree trimmings mulch. Now, roses and all other woody plants are just like trees to a degree. You don't want to bury them too deeply in the ground or bury them too deeply in mulch, either one. So mulch the bare soil, but be careful about piling mulch up on the stems of the plants. Unless you're up in the north and you're growing something, you know, that you know is going to be a little tender and you've got to cover the whole plant up with mulch for a period of time. Also, Ken had an interesting tip for me, something that I hadn't thought of from this angle before. He says dad used to use coffee grounds and put the coffee grounds in certain spots to encourage earthworms to come that he would harvest then for fishing. Now, that's a great idea. I hadn't thought about it. What it's doing is when you put the, it kind of illustrates the value of coffee grounds. Coffee grounds stimulate biological activity very well. You'll see if you have coffee grounds sitting around for a period of time, especially in some kind of container, they'll develop all kinds of colorful growth on them. Well, that's fungus and beneficial fungus at that. Well, that's what's going on in the soil. The coffee grounds will stimulate bacteria and fungal growth. Well, that encourages the earthworms to come, so it's a great idea as a way to concentrate the earthworms for your fishing needs. And then one more quick thing I haven't mentioned for a while. If you have missed us talking about the name Nellie's breed, Nellie is our new adoptee. She's a doll. She is the sweetest thing in the world, although she is wild and fast and strong and interesting. She gets frustrated when we're not around. But anyway, we've got a contest going on. You can go to dirtdoctor.com. Just type in Nellie up in the search thing, N-E-L-L-I-E, and it'll come up. It's been done in a past newsletter. There's an entry in the library, and it shows the photographs I've taken of Nellie. She's still a puppy. And we have video of her climbing my live oak tree. She is a tree climber, and the video is pretty funny. Judy took it, and little Tater, our other dog, is sitting there just kind of marveling at her climbing abilities. She fell out. I talked about it last week. She fell out one day with me standing watching her, scared me to death, but she was okay. She's just going to need to be a little more careful with her climbing. All right, telephone number is 866-444-3478. Here's Steve, Montague County. Hey, Steve.
Semper Fi.
Semper Fi, Steve.
I have a question. Well, first of all, I want to say about the stem cell. I had plantar fasciitis so bad that I couldn't even walk.
Yep, I've had it before.
Yeah, I went to the VA, and they gave me the stem cell treatment. My feet are back to normal now.
That's great. The Veterans Administration gave you the stem cell treatment.
Yes, they did. One in Dallas. Yeah.
That's great. That's great to know.
I have a question about the blueberries. You talked about the blackberries. Mm-hmm. I got some wild blackberries growing out here, and I was going to transplant them. How far apart do they spread?
They get not spread so much, but other than just the branching, they'll get to be pretty big bushes. If you plant them 7 or 8 feet apart, that's probably smart. Some people would plant them closer than that, but I'd probably go out at least 7 or 8 feet.
Yeah. What about blueberries?
I was thinking blueberries. On the blackberries, you can plant them as close together as you want because they're going to form a thicket anyway, you know. So you can do kind of a budget thing, plant them as close together as you want. On the blueberries, though, they just form an individual bush, and that's where I'd plant them 7 or 8 feet apart.
Okay. Are they considered a herb?
Well, like I said, every time any plant that has a use other than looking pretty, I put in that category. They're obviously just a fruit, but they could be considered a herb as well.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to get that book that you were talking about, the herb book, because I grow herbs in the greenhouse and I use them for cooking.
Well, I think you'll enjoy it. One of the things about blackberries, and I'm not sure about blueberries, I'll have to look up this myself, but all of the berries that are blackberries, raspberries, strawberries, not only is the fruit edible, but so is the foliage. The foliage makes a wonderful tea, and you can crush it and mix blueberries. I mean, maybe blueberries too. I'll look it up. I'm drawing a blank senior moment here. But anyway, the strawberries, blackberries, and raspberries mixed all together into tea and add a little molasses or a little honey is really a delicious tea and has some medicinal value.
Well, that's good to know.
Okay.
I enjoy your show. Been listening to you for a long time.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate
it. Y'all have a Merry Christmas.
Okay, you too. Merry Christmas. Talk to you later. I'm going to do a break on time. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping and delicious healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these top-rated books by clicking on the Howard's Books button on the top of the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. That's DirtDoctor.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
If you're like me, balancing my blood sugar is important to me for my health and wellness, especially as I get older. I pay attention to what I eat and try to exercise daily, but even that might not be enough. So each day I take Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance in conjunction with a healthy diet, regular exercise, and plenty of rest. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is my trusted ally for healthy weight management, overall cardiovascular health, and immune function. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is a synergistic combination of odorless Kyolic aged garlic extract and herbs and nutrients shown to help maintain blood sugar levels. And it's made by our friends at Kyolic, the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement on the market for over 40 years. So join the Kyolic team. I did.
Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And telephone number is 866-444-3478. Let's see what Cheryl's up to in Rockwall. Hey, Cheryl.
Hi, Howard. How are you?
Doing well, thank you.
I have a quick question, and then I'll hang up and listen to you on the radio. I planted banana trees around my pool this summer and loved the effect, and I've noticed them all my neighbors are cutting theirs down to the ground, and I didn't know what I should do to them to protect them for, protect them for this winter.
Well, once they turn mushy and, you know, yellow and mushy, they do need to be cut back. So,
okay.
I doubt that we've probably had 26, you may have had 26, 27 degrees, which should have browned them up, but you don't have to cut them back if they're still green tissue. If you still have green stems and leaves, that's no problem. You can cut them back later, but once they get a hard freeze and turn yellow and just kind of, you know, they'll just turn to mush and kind of sag. You do want to cut them just above ground level and put shredded native tree trimmings mulch over the top, and then that's it. Wait till next spring, and they'll pop out and start growing like crazy next spring.
Thank you very much. Listen to your show every week.
I appreciate it very much. Thanks,
okay.
Cheryl.
Have a happy holiday.
Okay.
Thanks.
Same to you.
Bye-bye.
We got open lines if you want to jump on here and talk about anything at all. The blueberry tea obviously is edible, blueberry leaves, because there's commercial products out there. But I'll have to admit a mistake we made. We did not put that in the on the entry online on dirtdoctor.com, and it may not be in the herb book either, so I don't have a copy of it with me here, but I'll double check that, and we'll get that added to the book if it's not in there. Like a copy here, a note here. And okay, blueberries. But yeah, the other berries, for sure, it's a interesting thing to do that makes a tasty, really refreshing tea. Strawberries, blackberries, and raspberries, like I was talking about. Make a tea, and it's a nice warm tea or hot tea. You can mix it with other things or have it by itself. Some people consider it to have a real tonic effect on the body, or you can put it in the refrigerator and have it as, you know, with ice as a cool summertime tea as well. And that's what I normally do when I have a tea that's a hot tea that I haven't finished. I'll either do one or two things with it. I'll pour it around some plants because it works in potted plants and things like that as a liquid fertilizer. It's pretty cool. Or you can put it in the refrigerator and then add some ice to it later on and have a nice soothing cool version of your tea later on. Here's our buddy Garlic Mike in Dallas. What's up, Mike?
Well, sir, I've been reading online. You and I both have bay leaf trees growing in our property. Mine's much smaller than yours, but I've got a lot of when we had that temperature drop, I lost a lot of leaves and about midway through the plant. And now I've been thinking about trying to root them and start another crop of them. Everything I read says I take the cuttings in late summer, but with the weather we're having, can I go ahead and give it a shot? What do you think?
I would go ahead and give it a shot now, but I think you're going to have the best chance of doing it like we do figs and grapes, Mike, and that would be in real early spring when the buds are starting to swell. If you make the cutting at that point, use some saliva on the cutting. I think it'll root without any trouble. There's one little caveat, though, just to warn you about, I guess. That's a plant that when you make cuttings and put them in water to have the foliage in the house, the bay leaf, they don't hold up well at all. And that may indicate a problem that it has with rooting as well. I heard birds, Mary Rose. Am I doing something wrong here? Mike, did you hear the birds flying?
I've got birds okay. in my backyard, Howard.
Okay, that's what I heard. That threw me for a little bit. No, I just – one of the things that I discovered the other day, in fact, I think I told everybody on the air last week, I accidentally discovered that when you make cuttings of sweet myrtle, which is a really pretty little evergreen bush and a herb,
yes.
People cook meat with it and various kinds of things. Well, I made some cuttings just messing around the other day, put them in water. This was 3 weeks ago. Those cuttings, those leaves are still perfectly intact. The bay leaf, if you cut a cutting of bay leaf and put them in water, they're going to look good for about a day and a half.
Yeah, they drop quick.
Yeah.
I've tried that before.
So that is maybe a bad sign about how easy they are going to be to root. We know they're able to be rooted. So it's just a matter of timing, coming up with the best timing. So try some now. Keep them in a real bright, warm place. If you do some under, you know, a little heat, a mat underneath the propagation flat or a container, I think it'll help. And then do a second round of them in the late winter, early spring. Let's see which way works best.
Sounds like a plan. One more quick question.
Sure.
I've got a jade plant that I inherited from my grandfather's veterinary clinic recently.
Okay.
And it didn't get good sun. It's not very dense. It's very long and leggy, and I want to do some sproutings and cuttings from it. Can I go on ahead and do that now or wait again to spring?
No, I think it'll
be real sun loving.
You said jade plant, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. It'll be a lot easier to root. You can do it now with the warmth and the sunlight, or do it in the early spring, either one. But you'll find it to be a lot easier to root than the bay will be.
Some of the little sprouts already have what look like roots starting mm-hmm. to grow on them, and I want to go ahead and stab some of those. This is, you know, three generations of plant going here. It's not.
Well, you're breaking up pretty bad. One thing that you might experiment with a little bit too, Mike, and I'll do the same thing, is put a little bit of coffee grounds. I use just a nice organic potting soil for my medium. Bob Webster likes to use perlite for his, but I'd whichever way you go, I'd add a little bit of coffee grounds to it, because I think stimulating a little biological activity a little bit more than just the potting soil will give you might help with the germination, especially of something that's tougher to root like the bay.
Well, yesterday I happened to get a bag of coffee grounds from Kevin and Marta over at Noble Coyote. They gave me a nice sack of them, so I'm gonna start it today, if that's good.
All right, give it a shot and give us a report, okay?
Thank you, Howard. Take care, buddy.
Thank you, Mike. Merry Christmas. Let's go to Blake, I think, is next. Highland Village. Hey, Blake.
Good morning, sir. And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
There's a place in Benton I've been picking up pecans for years, and I pick up from 12 to 15, 20 gallons. This year I didn't get any. When do I put out Trichogramma wasp?
You think the Trichogramma would help? You think you had the...
Yeah, there's bagworms in the trees.
You have bagworm shouldn't do any damage, but it also it does show a stress in the plant. Now, are the flares really exposed well?
Well, not really, but it's in a city park, so I can't go digging around.
Yeah,
but I have used them before in different areas, but it's not safe to go in the other areas. There's some dope activity there, okay. So I don't go there
right.
No more.
Well,
but I put the trichogrammas out, and the next year I got good pecans out of it.
Well, when you put them out is when it is warm enough. Excuse me, my voice trying to go. Put them out when it's getting warm enough for the leaves to first start to emerge. That's
okay.
When you want to put them out, and they'll probably do you some good. There is a little insect that actually attacks the nutlets when they're forming that the Trichogramma wasp will help you with and may give you more benefit than with the bagworms. But you probably do need to do it, because if the bagworms are there, that's a definite sign that the plants are in stress, and that could be why they're not having the good production. The other thing is that pecans are very much dependent on getting moisture when those nutlets are first forming. So since it's not your property, you're just going to have to keep your fingers crossed that you get enough rain or irrigation during that time, because that may be the limiting factor is moisture.
Okay, because I like the native pecans better than the ones you buy in the store, I'll put it that way.
Well, usually the oil is higher quality. It's a better flavor, and it's better for you, too.
Yeah, it's to me, the paper shells are like looking at a picture of a pecan and eating the cardboard.
Okay, well, give it a try and give us a report, okay?
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Blake. Here is Barbara in Coppell, Texas. Hey, Barbara.
Hey, good morning, Howard. I have another question about roses.
Okay.
I've got two beautiful roses, and they're potted. They're in pots. I got them this summer. Tell me if I can leave them in pots, or do I need to put them in the ground?
Well, they're going to be, if they got to vote, they'd vote to go in the ground. I'd go ahead and plant them, yeah.
Okay.
If you leave them in containers, they're more susceptible to, you know, a real strong weather change or getting too dry. It's also, this is a curious thing, but it's also easier to overwater, to keep a plant too wet in a pot than it is in the ground.
Really?
It's kind of curious as to why that happens. But, yeah, I'd go ahead and plant them in the ground. You'll probably almost feel a sigh of relief. Their roots will get a little bit of a growth during the dormant season and spring takeoff and do a lot better than if you leave them in the containers and plant them in the spring.
Well, they're just so beautiful in the pots, but I want to keep them alive, so I'll do it. Thank you.
How many do you have?
I have two.
Okay. You could do one way and one the other way, but they'll both like it in the ground better.
All right. Thanks a lot, Howard.
Thank you, Barbara. I got a line for you. It's 866-444-3478. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. All the stuff we've been talking about raising money for TORC, is right on dirtdoctor.com. TORC is Texas Organic Research Center, our nonprofit, 501(c). If you donate and get some of my books in the process and also the other gifts that come along with it, it's also tax deductible. So take a look at it right on our website, dirtdoctor.com, and I'll be back right after this.
Lava sand is a critical part of the Dirt Doctor's natural organic recommendations for bed prep and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. American Rio is the only high-quality lava product we have seen with significant paramagnetism. Their Maverick Lava Soil Amendment will dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production. It can be delivered directly to you by one-ton tote. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752. Or go to AmericanRio.com.
Ah, the pursuit of anti-aging. We diet, exercise, use the latest moisturizers, but did you know that dietary supplements can make a huge difference too? Our body's master antioxidant, glutathione, plays a significant role in the anti-aging process by helping to keep our strands of DNA healthy. At the end of our DNA strands are telomeres, little caps that protect our DNA and chromosomes. Over time, these caps can become frayed and cell aging accelerates. Anti-aging studies suggest that by boosting our body's glutathione levels, we can reduce telomere shortening and help protect our DNA. But since our glutathione levels decrease as we age, we need some help. RegActive is a revolutionary and remarkable supplement that is transforming the future of anti-aging health and wellness. RegActive features ME3, which has over 20 years of research and is proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione in our body, helping to support our cellular and anti-aging health. RegActive is available on Amazon.com. That's REG-ACTIV.
Espoma, extremely high quality organic products, including Biotone Starter Plus, which is a special blend of natural organic plant food, beneficial microbes, and mycorrhizal fungi. The result, plants grow faster, roots grow deeper, and flowers and vegetables flourish. Espoma products are safe for people, pets, and the planet. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrot Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrot Juice Plus, and BioWash. Dust, if necessary, with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
The Medina Corporation, led by Stuart Frankie and his family in Hondo, Texas, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator works by stimulating the soil biology and roots to help plants all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. Medina products can help you spend your budget wisely, increasing production and treating the environment right. All the Medina products are free of toxic chemicals. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For proper care of your lawn and garden, Medina is the choice. Ask for Medina at your local hardware, nursery, or feed store. Medina Natural Organic Products, 50 years young and still environmentally friendly. MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And let's go to Shady Shores and talk to Sean. Sean, yes, where is Shady Shores?
It's just a little east of Lake Dallas, south of Crint.
Okay, well, thanks for joining us. What's up?
Elderberry trees. We grow them in North Texas.
Can you grow them in North Texas? Very well. It almost will become a big old weed. I have elderberry in my backyard, Sean, and the only negative I could tell you about them, other than they'll spread a little bit and you've got to tame them down just a wee bit, is that I have trouble with the birds and the squirrels getting the wonderful fruit before I can get it.
So you do get fruit even though it's so hot.
Oh, it's a delicious fruit. It makes good juices. You can eat them right off the tree. You can make jellies and jams. It'll probably make a pretty good wine. It's a there are people that speak at the Mother Earth fairs that I speak at around the country, and there's at least one. There may be more than one guy that specializes in growing elderberries that comes and does presentations on his farm production of elderberry.
Okay, where would you buy them here locally?
We're good question. You're probably going to end up buying a mail order. Just call around, and if some of the local nurseries and garden centers don't have any, it'll be easily available online, and they're extremely easy to grow. Ordering a mail order, bare rooted, I wouldn't have any worry about that at all. There's also an ornamental form of elderberry. It's called black something. It's got real dark, almost black foliage, and it grows, it's more tidy. It behaves itself a little better as far as a landscape plant. It also has edible berries, but it doesn't get as big and be as rambunctious as a full elderberry.
Okay. Last question. What about hawthorn?
What plant?
Hawthorn.
I'm sorry?
Hawthorn.
What about it?
Can you get that here too?
Yeah, the hawthorn trees. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, sir.
Yes, they're native here. It's one of those plants that kind of like red oaks and live oaks. They crossbreed very easily, so it's difficult to tell whether you're getting a regular hawthorn, a Washington hawthorn. you know, one of the natives. There's one called parsley leaf hawthorn that's one of my favorites. But they all grow very well in the high pH soils, and they can take this weather here great. Most of them have thorns, and some of them have a little bit of a problem with rust, which is a fungal disease, but it can be easily kept under control with the organic program that we recommend. But, yeah, hawthorn trees do fine. They're even native to the area.
Okay. All right. Appreciate your help, sir.
Appreciate the call.
Thank you. Bye.
Let's see what's up with Dolly in Balch Springs. Hello, Dolly.
Good morning, and thank you for your upcoming help here. I have two questions.
Mm-hmm.
Can vegetable oil and sunflower oil, et cetera, be composted, or can it be just thrown on the ground? I have a lot of it that went past its usable date, and I don't want to just throw it down the drain.
Okay. A couple of issues to talk about here, Dolly. One is you can use it in the horticulture, but I would use it in kind of small amounts in the compost pile.
Mm-hmm.
I'd mix it in with your compost, and you get a buffering effect there, and that'd be a better way to do it. Second point is I don't recommend vegetable oil, so the next time you start to buy fats for your cooking and everything,
mm-hmm.
I'd go a different route.
Well, I have some sunflower oil and some other stuff that I bought at Whole Foods a long time ago, and walnut oil. I forgot I had it.
Okay.
And it's no longer usable. Now, I do have some vegetable oil, too. Could the non-vegetable oils be composted, or just no oil would
I
be
think
better?
Any oil can be composted. Any food can be composted. Any
uh-huh.
dead animal, a carcass, fatty foods from, you know, leftover meals, all of them can be composted. You just don't want to do it too heavily, so it's too big
okay.
a percentage, because you'll shut down the action of the compost. But
okay.
yes, they can be composted. And just for everybody listening, they're probably wondering about my negative comments about vegetable oils. I don't recommend any of the ones you mentioned. The only vegetable oil I recommend is olive oil. What we use and recommend highly is coconut oil and real butter and real lard.
Oh, I love those too.
Yeah, those things, especially from grass-fed animals, extremely beneficial health benefits. The vegetable oils, not so much, especially safflower, sunflower, canola, all those things. You know, they're not nearly the benefits and some problems.
Okay, well, I hear your
yep.
signal going in the background, and I had one more question, if I could.
Dolly, hang on. I'll talk to you quickly off
Very
the
good.
Air. Thank you for being with us. Thank you, everybody out there. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, whatever you're into. Hope you enjoy your families. Hope you get some gardening done. Go to DirtDoctor.com if you've got some questions, and I look forward to seeing you next week. Enjoy the weather, whatever you have. Go organic and enjoy those healthy gardens, and we'll see you next time. Thanks.